Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Nun, and today we are going to discuss a tangential connection to the daf. The Gemara here talks about chataos and what happens with the carbon chatos when there is no use for the carbon chatos anymore. We know the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Tmura, Daf Chaf Aleph, about the five chataos mesos, the five carbonos chatos that once they have no more connection and no more purpose. Let's say the person going to bring the carbon dies, or they lose it and they bring a different one, or it gets too old. So all of those, that's a chatas mesa and has to be left to die. And it somehow loses its kedusha, so to speak. That is brought as an example, as a mashal, in a tshuva of Rav Moshe, which is what we're going to discuss. The structure of the shir today will really be Rav Moshe's question and a couple of other sources. And that is, Rav Moshe has the shayla in Arachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Nun Aleph, the issue about making a shul into a mikvah. Meaning if there is no need for the shul anymore, or the only space to build the mikvah is the shul, is that allowed? Is that allowed in certain circumstances? And what does that have to do with us? We'll see. So Rav Moshe has this shaila back in Tuf Reish Tzadi Beis in Luban in 1932, Zion Kislev, where he was asked, B'dvarim yesh lahatir lasos mikvah be'ezras nashim shal beis hakneses, whether they could build the mikvah using the area that used to be the women's section. And can one sell the area in order to build the mikveh? And as we'll see, lechore, it should not be allowed. V'hine, sveikas kvotaras, the suffix of the person asking, who rak machmas, she'i efshar las b'mechira zayin tuv yair, ma'banan she'i osa yair. There isn't, in this little town, wherever it was in Russia, there weren't representatives of the little town that could make decisions based on the rest for the rest of the city. Because that's called in the Gemara Maseches Megillah Zayin Tovei Ha'ir, the seven people that represent the city, and the Rush says in Maseches Megillah, and it's Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, that would be allowed. They could make decisions and they could sell it for whatever they want to sell it for. Ubelow, that's the halacha quoted in Kufnun Gimel Siftes, right? That's in Arachayim here, Kufnun Gimel Tes. Kisha, well, we'll get to the first half of this in a second. But v'mechruhu shiva tovei ha'ir b'mam b'dan she ha'ir ya'aseh ha'lokeach afilu anything. We'll get to the other words in this in a minute. But if you have the zayin tovei ha'ir that sell it, they can sell it for whatever they want. Ubelo zayin tovei ha'ir b'mam b'dan kol ha'ir. Without that, mufurish b'mishnah daf chav zayin l'rabbanan asur. Then you're not allowed to make it into certain or sell it for certain activities. Now we can read the whole Shulchan Aruch. Kishemochrim anshe hakfar beis hakneses, when the city people of a village have to sell a shul for makam sarech yichol nalachrom emkar olam, they could sell it for, you know, for forever. Why? Because the anshe yir and the tovi yir are maskim to the mechira. V'alokeach yaseh bo bashi yirza. I could sell it. I have no idea what you're going to use for it. I could sell it if there is a need. There is a need. Chutz. Right, this isn't the same as selling a sefer Torah or others. That's not exactly the same halachas. That's the next sif. But the Shulchan Aruch says they could sell it chutz, except for four activities. Four activities, not allowed to sell it for chutz mimerachatz, for a shower or a bathhouse, bursaki, a tannery, ubeis hatavila. Sounds like a mikvah. Upeis akisei, for a bathroom. So for those four items, as it says in the Mishnah, because as the Mishnah Berurah explains, you call Elohim mishtashmishim megunim ma'od. These are all disgusting usages. Megunim ma'od, people are there naked, people are there uncovered, or it stinks very badly. V'yasa la'asos, v'makam shayi beis hakneses. It's also to do that in a place where there used to be a shul. Sharat siyun, afilu shme'adamim kana beis hakneses acher. Even if you're going to take the money and buy another shul, and buy a sefer Torah, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter, because this place used to be used for a shul, and now you're going to use it for one of these four activities, it is not appropriate. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds, but if it's sold by Shiva Tovei Ha'ir, B'Abadon Shia Ha'ir, so then Yasa Lokeach Afilu Eilu Arba Advarim. The Lokeach could even do all these four activities. Fine. So that is the, so now the Shaila is, so what about this case? There isn't Zayin Tovei Ha'ir. In the Ramosha's case, there aren't representatives that could sell it on behalf of a town. So what exactly is allowed? So what do you do? So the Mishnah Berurah does say there in the Bir Halacha that even with Zayin Tovei Ha'ir, there are Rishonim that say it should not be done L'chadchila. Right? Even if you have the representatives, let's say in Ramosha's case, you could find a couple of people to represent the town. You know, it's still not something that should be done. if one can help it. He quotes the Rishonim, Avika Kedarka Bakodesh, Uladide Lo Sharu Bashas Lashavishanai, El Batel Charev. Maybe, he says, some Rishonim say, the only time you could sell it for these items by Zayin Tov Yair is only if it's desolate anyway. It already fell down. So that's already an extension of the Kedusha. When a shul is standing, then it has Kedusha. And the Mishnah says in Megillah that even if the shul falls down or if it's desolate, it still has Kedusha in the place. So maybe there it could be sold for by Zayin Tov Yair for these activities. But if it's still standing and you're going to sell it for these, so the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha, is not convinced that that's a great idea, l'chadchila. And therefore, he suggests if there's no need, so then maybe it shouldn't. So what about here? So again, there's a number of issues to work out. Rav Moshe says three reasons l'heter in his mind. V'hanachon l'anias daiti, l'hatir b'kagon zeh b'gimel ta'amim. Three reasons, I think, in this case, that it can be sold. Even without Zayin Tov Yair, you could sell the Ezra's Nashim into the mikvah. So he says, number one, the avim neima she'ein shum tzad heter l'salek ha-kedusha, even if there's no way to remove the kedusha before you make it into the mikvah, aval halo ha-isru mishum kvod Hashem. What's the isru here? It's kvod shamayim mishum sha-makum u-makum mekudesh l'tfila. U-la-Torah, it was a place that was used for Torah and tefillah. V'gamu rak isur d'rabanan. We're talking about an isur d'rabanan at most. Right? You're not erasing Hashem's name, literally. Well, it's a makam kedusha, and I'm going to do something else in that makam kedusha. So at most, it's going to be an isur d'rabanan. So says Rav Moshe, V'yim kein, hamatzinu gedola mizu, shehitira Torah limcho shmo agadol. Right? Sota. Hashem allows his name, in isur d'araisa, to be erased in order for Shalom bayis between a husband and a wife, one couple, in order to allow one couple to have shalom bayis. Rav Moshe says Hashem's name is allowed to be erased, right? Shmi shua gadol shenechta b'kedusha shehu yoter zilzol mikvod Hashem v'hu isur d'araisa k'dei laso shalom b'nish l'ishto v'gam omedes ba'azara b'rosh parua v'leiv megula. And also we allow her. And we make her stand in the Beis HaMikdash in a somewhat compromising position when she becomes a sota in order to embarrass her. So all of that is mutter l'shem, bringing a husband and wife back together. So here to have a mikvah, and this is the only place that you could build it, the only place that the governmental officials would allow you. Imkein kol shekein, sheish lil mor mizeh shem mutter l'zalzal b'kedushas Beis HaKnesses, lasos mikvah. Even if the kedusha is full, you're allowed to be mezalzel on the kedusha. It's no worse than shem Hashem. Shu gamkin laso shalom beinish l'ishto. V'nosaf lazeh l'salik minias piryu v'rivya, to remove a blockage of the mitzvah puravu. V'hasaras takala lorak le'echad el kal gadol, for everyone to be able to use the mikvah, a whole tzibur, says Rav Moshe, that would for sure be allowed. So again, number one, kal v'chomer from sota, that it would be allowed in this case of a tzara gadol. Again, if you have any type of choice, obviously better to use a different place. But at makam tzara gadol, it would be allowed. Number two, a fascinating ha'ara by Rav Moshe. If you look in the Mishnah, Rav Moshe says that the Shulchan Aruch is referring to, it's the Mishnah that we had on Daf Chav Zayin Mabez and Mesechet Megillah. The Mishnah says, Ein mochrin beis haknesses ella al tnai. You're only allowed to sell a Beis HaKnesses al tanai shim yirtzu yachziru. So at some point in the future, if we want to get it back to the shul, so the people will sell it back to us, to make it into the shul. That's Rabbi Meir, dear Rabbi Meir. V'cham amr no, v'cham say you could sell it. You could sell it as a permanent sale. Mochron oso memkar olam chutz me'arba dvarim. Except for these four items, these four activities, as the Shulchan Aruch quoted, merachas bersiki tfila Beis HaMayim. Those four items are not allowed, right? Rashi quotes, what's Beis HaMayim? Either it's for laundry, kfisa, or it means a bathroom, right? That's the way the Shulchan Aruch interprets it. And then the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mochron oso l'shem chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda says, don't worry about it. Even for these four, just sell it. As long as you're not selling it to use, you're selling it, what's your kavana? You want it to be used for other things. You're not focusing on these four items. You can sell l'shem chatzer. V'alokech b'shir t'yaseh. That's not your issue, right? Whatever the lokech does, he does. But that is the kula of Rabbi Yehuda. So who do we paskin like? We paskin like the chachamim. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, right? We saw the Shulchan Aruch. Chachamim say you can't sell it for these four items. But why do we paskin like the chachamim, says Rav Moshe? Amazing Ha'arav Sak. It's not that the Gemara says we paskin like the Rabbanan over Rabbi Yehuda. It's just that we have the general rule of Yachid V'Rabim Halacha K'Rabim. Right? When you have a majority arguing with a minority, so you follow the majority, Halacha K'Rabim. Says Rav Moshe, that's not as strong of a psak as where the Gemara says we paskin like a certain shita. Right? If we paskin like a certain shita, then you really can't rely on the other shita at all, even b'makam sarach. But here, says Rav Moshe, the reason that we paskin like the Rabbanan is just because of the general principle of going like the Rabbim. So in that case, the other shita is not rejected totally, Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, yesh makom lahakel b'makom sarach gadol, as in this case. Says Rav Moshe, v'od yesh lahatir b'shas hatchak, kazeh, b'im yimachru, af v'lo zayin tu v'yair, stam, v'yesh lismoch, ar Rabbi Yehuda, b'im megillah dafchav zayin. You can rely on Rabbi Yehuda shita. Disover, moch v'noso l'shem chatzer, v'alokeh, mashir tse yaseh, why? The kivan, you have to be a posek hador to know these dakasdika rules and slight differences between why we would pask in some way. Kivan double ifsik begemara halacha kachachamim beferish. The Gemara didn't say beferish that we pass in like chachamim. Rach mishum shalacha karabim kedai hu ayachid lismoch alav b'shas hatchak beisur derabanan kimefurish b'shach yaradeya sovsim and reish membeis panagas harasis veheter. So he said, look in the shach in yaradeya. So if we pask in like a shita, not because is beferish paskin that way in the Gemara, but because of the general rule of halacha karabim, so then the other shita is not totally rejected, and therefore one could paskin that way. Again, we have a case like Beisham and Beis Hillel. We always pass like Beis Hillel. That's beferish in the Gemara. Beisham and Bakam Beis Hillel in the Mishnah, based on the baskol that went out in Maseches Erevin on Daf Yud Gimel, that Beisham is totally rejected. But Rav Moshe is saying other shitas are also totally rejected, as long as it's beferish in the Gemara, but this is not beferish in the Gemara, and therefore one would be allowed to rely on the other shita. Amazing chiddush of Rav Moshe. But then Rav Moshe has a third svara. V'anochlani yitzayti, another chiddush al gabi chiddush. Rav Shechter once said that Rav Moshe was known as by some as one of the more traditional poskim, and Rav Soloveitchik was known as the mechadesh. So he says in the Beis Medrash that's might be true. Rav Soloveitchik was a tremendous mechadish in the Beis Medrash. But in terms of psak, this is where Rav Soloveitchik was very traditional. He just followed the Mesorah Mor, and Rav Moshe had tremendous chidushim. Tremendous chidushim in many different shubas. This is an example, coming up. A tremendous chidush. Says Rav Moshe, v'anachon. He says, we know there's a machlokas between the Ramban and the Ran and other Rishonim. What is the status of a Beis HaKnesses? What level kedusha? We know the Brisa in Megillah Daf Chavav, two levels of kedusha of holy items, right? Tashmishei mitzvah and tashmishei kedusha. Tana Rabbanan says the Gemara: tashmishei mitzvah nizrakin, tashmishei kedusha nignazin. Tashmishei mitzvah can be thrown out after they're used. After I finish using an item for a mitzvah, then meikra dinah can be thrown out. Okay, I shouldn't be mevaza them. I should put it in a plastic bag first, but it can be thrown out. What are examples of tashmishei mitzvah? Veluhein tashmishei mitzvah, sukkah, lulav, shofar, tzitzis. Right, those four are tashmishei mitzvah. And therefore, after I finish using them, so then I can throw them out. Ve'eloin tashmishei kedusha. What's tashmishei kedusha? The other category, which have to be buried, nignazin, anything connected to Torah. Deluskimi svarim, tfilin, umezuzas. Right, the containers, the bags of a sefer Torah, tfilin and a mezuzah. V'tikshel sefer Torah, v'nartikshel tfilin, v'ritzu osehen. Right, even the straps of the tefillin. Why is that? Tosafot discusses, because maybe the straps help make letters also. So it's considered ksav. We discussed that back in Masechta Shabbos. Is there a difference between the shin and the dalet and the yud? But these are examples. Tashmishei mitzvah, tashmishei kedusha. So what about a shul? What status does a shul have? Or Soloveitchik extends that might even be the source for Jewish burial. Right, the chiyuv to bury a fellow Jew might flow from this idea of tashmishei kedusha, that every Jew has a connection to Torah, and therefore every Jew has the status of tashmishei kedusha. What about a Jew who never learned a day in his life? Right, totally assimilated, never connected. Doesn't matter. He learned Torah in utero, and in utero the Torah is connected to him, and that stays forever. So he suggests that's possibly where the chiyuv of kvura comes from. But what about a shul? What's the status of a shul? That's a major machlokes in the Rishonim, whether a shul has the status. Is it, has Sifrei Torah in there, people learn in there? Is it Tashmishei Kedusha? Is it Tashmishei Mitzvah? So that is a machlokes Rishonim, quoted here. You have it in the Ramban and the Ran in the beginning of the third parak of Masechet Megillah. Says the, I'll read it here in the Ran. Lefichach nira li, tebeis haknesses v'dechvasei, kivan she'ikaro asui lomar lo davar shebekdusha, hitilu bo chachamim kedusha midivrehem. Since it was built in order to say devarim shebekdusha, the chachamim gave it the status of tashmishei kedusha midirabanan. Va'afilu hisro lav zayin tubi ya'ir b'ma'abanan she'ya'ir. I efshar she'tifka kedushaso b'chdi, mipnei kvod ha'kedusha she'yeshbo. Right, it's impossible for that kedusha to be lost because it's like tashmishei kedusha, says the Ran, and therefore, where's it going to go? Where's the kedusha going to go? Even if it's sold, mihu la'acher shehitilu kedusha so ala damim kedushas damim kalisha mikedushas beis haknesses lefisha damim elu lo amdu me'olam davar shebekdusha. A shul started off as davar shebekdusha, maybe went down. It didn't start off as tashmishei mitzvah. Vo da'avila kedusha shniya v'kalisha mikedusha rishona, and it goes down, and he quotes another shita of Rabbi Yehuda v'chulu, and therefore he says b'matana afilu v'nasu b'dam tov ya'ir v'tisvach ha'kedusha. What happens to the kedusha? Something has to happen to it. That's a discussion in the Ran about tashmishei mitzvah, tashmishei kedusha. The Ramban holds it's tashmishei mitzvah. The Ran holds it's tashmishei kedusha. But says Rav Moshe now, and this is what it has to do with our daf. Right, it took a while to get here. Rav Moshe says, even items that have tashmishei kedusha, inherent kedusha, sometimes you find, once it's no longer ra'ui for something, it goes down a level. It goes down a level and it loses its kedusha. A carbon which gets a mum loses the kedusha somewhat. Right, let's say a carbon is supposed to be a carbon ola, and then it gets a mum. Then what do you do with it? It can't be used as a carbon ola anymore, but it goes down to kedushas damim, and then it can be redeemed. It retains some kedusha, but it goes down to kedushas damim. What if it becomes not roy for anything, not even for damim? It loses the value totally somehow. Then it will lose everything. Says Rav Moshe, a shul will not be worse than a karban. Usually, we'll say it all outside first, and then we'll see it inside. Even what about the Mishnah said that even if the shul is destroyed, it's desolate to the spot. Yeah, because there's still potential for you to rebuild the shul in that spot. And therefore, it doesn't lose its kedusha. The potential is still there. But what if it's eino ra'ui to use at all for the mitzvah again, and you don't foresee it at all, so then it could lose the kedusha, and mameli could use it for something else. Says Rav Moshe, let's read it now. It's an Anach Beis. V'anachon, he quotes from the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Ramban. V'chein tzarech lomar. Devada hitilu bo chachamim kedusha karan. According to, it's like the Ran says, they were matel, the Chachamim gave it a status of Devarim Shebekdusha, Abal Hagam Bekdusha Del Raisa, Chazinan, we find by Karban Chatas, Ardaf. Dikshadavar Naase Eino Roi, La Hakdusha Paka Kdusha. When it becomes unfit for the what it was going to be used for, the kedusha is paka. To behema shehuk the shakedusha zaguf ein badin pedia. A behema that's going to be used for a carbon that doesn't have a mum, you're not allowed to redeem it. It has to be used for a carbon. Ukshehumema she'ein ruya ol gufa. And once it gets a mum, it's not roy for a carbon anymore. Nifka mimena chumras kedusha zaguf. It loses the most intense kedusha. Achmam machmas sheladami madayin huroi. You can still make some money for the Beis Hamikdash by selling this as an animal to be used. Nishar ba kedushas damim shoyse bechlal kedushas aguf. It was in the kedushas aguf. Sheish bechlal masayimana. V'lachein tzvichan v'yichon leftoso. You need to, and you're allowed to be poda it. V'chulu. And but what if it goes down even a level than that? Then you wouldn't even have to be poda it. So here's Rav Moshe. Here's the paragraph. V'ine mamish ke'ena da'araisa b'kashim gemurim tikli rabbanan b'kedushas beis haknesses. A shul is like a carbon in that sense, says Rav Moshe. Rak shach, but there's one other kula that would apply to a shul that wouldn't apply to a carbon. Rak shachumris d'rabbanan lo tikna b'beis haknesses shakal ha'kedusha rak m'd'rabbanan. Ach memeli yesh chilek. Tibik kadshim kozman sheru'uyin lopaka d'opaka. By a carbon, it has to be impossible to be used for the Kedusha. Not just not planning on using it for the Kedusha. If it's not paka, if the animal is still a good animal, then you can't switch it, right? That's called tmura. Demhechit hezi yivka, kivan shehu roi, vein yichol lachzer, mea hektish, de la olam yisarech bo. Da'af ha-moser d'chatas va'asham halo ha-tzvicha tera lakrev olos. You switch it into an ola. V'yim ken yeish sarach ba'em deno toli b'das ba'ilam. Avo be'beis ha-knesses kishehechlitu b'nei ha'ir shal l'shtamish bo. Once the b'nei ha'ir decided not to use it again for a shul, shuv le'beis ha-knesses la'olam sheshuv ein bo tzarach. You know why there's no tzarach? You could have it in another shul. You don't need this. It doesn't flow from this. By a carbon. This carbon had an Eretz Kedusha. But here, to ha'in mechuyavon l'spal dafka beisak neses zeh. V'raya mechatos ha'mesos. Shem b'mesu ba'leha, ardaf. Let's say the owner of the carbon died. So then what do? The animal has to be left to die. You don't do anything with it. You don't do anything with it. In chisar mitzad ha'behema. Avakimish al-kapanem ein batzarech nifka kedusha umutu lehenos behem in ha'torah. The animal is still perfect, but the owner died. So you don't need it anymore. V'melu, this is the kedusha. So to a shul, if the people decide that you don't need it anymore, because there's another shul, a separate halacha, you're not allowed to get rid of a shul unless you have another shul, Gemara Bava Basra. We discussed that a few months ago, about Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Aval given she'efsha shalachar zman yachshu v'yishtamshu bo, usually, if you might use it again, so the Kedusha wasn't paka, because how can you say that it's no longer useful? But here, you're going to build a mikvah there. You're not using this for a shul anymore. And therefore, there wouldn't be a problem of selling it. Again, there's a lot more here, a couple more pages of this tshuva, but those are some of the highlights of the Rav Moshe tshuva. Again, we see Pesach also in the Har Tzvi, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Ayin Tes, also discusses a case where he's makel to make a shul into a mikvah. L'davar nachutz kazeh, she'en elahem beis ha'tfila. There's no mikvah in the town. Yecholon l'mkar be'ez ha'schum shu yikanez l'toch beis ha'knes ha'chadash. Even a shul. Rav Moshe doesn't even talk about the Ezra's Nashim as compared to the Ezra's Gvarim. But the Har Tzvi says you're allowed to make it into a shul or into a beis ha'shchita, a place where shchita is done, if that's the only place. There's a lot of other tshuvas in the literature about selling the shul for different needs. I saw in the Dovev Misharim, the Tribuner has a tshuva where there's a shul that's not really a shul anymore. There's one old woman that takes care of it, that they never have a minyan, and only one minyan every Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where people who are not Shomei Torah Mitzvahs come there, but the rest of the time the shul is Dvarim Bizyonos are done in the shul. Are you allowed to get the woman to sell the shul? Stam! So at least, it doesn't have this Kedusha anymore, and therefore the Bizyonos aren't done. Okay, but either way, this is what we spoke about is Dafka, to sell it for a mikvah. Okay, we'll stop here.